Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third, the center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Morgan moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Bond moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0. Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lillis for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clemens. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burkell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Burkell moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burkell moves to third. Burdette moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña misplays the ball. That's an error on Peña. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Spangler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 5-2, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Ernie Broglio now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Burkell to Beckert covering second. The throw back to home, and Bond is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. It's 5-3, Astros. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Banks reaches second base with a double. Spangler throws the ball into Aspromonte, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Altman scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Astros. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Raymond moves to second. It's 6-4, Astros. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raymond. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aspromonte. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Peña applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.